Matanuska Susitna Borough voters will decide for or against a new form of government when they go to the polls tomorrow. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, some seasoned Valley lawmakers say the borough's ballot Proposition 1 is not a good idea.
The Matanuska Susitna Borough has what is known as a weak mayor form of government. A hired borough manager takes care of the day-to-day running of borough affairs, and that manager answers to the borough assembly. Now some on the borough assembly want to make the mayor the chief administrator and give him or her the powers and duties of the borough manager. The question is Proposition 1 on the borough ballot.
It's the last thing we need. If you're feeling that you can't afford more taxes or the economic future is a little uncertain, we certainly don't need to add another layer of government.
That's current Borough Assemblywoman Lynn Woods. Although the ballot proposition is worded simply, shall the manager plan of government for the Matanuska Susitna Borough be repealed? Woods brings up a few points that are hovering in the background.
And right now, our mayor doesn't receive a six-figure salary, and I'm sure if his responsibilities expand, that's exactly what we're going to do. And I just think we should stick with our less government and keep our taxes low. So I'm voting no on Prop 1.
Some borough candidates are direct in their viewpoint of the ballot question. Borough Assemblyman Pete Houston voted against putting the proposition on the ballot at all.
It's a pretty complicated issue, and I wanted to see more public support behind it before it came forward.
Houston says the simplicity of the question is misleading.
Primarily, I think it'll be expensive, very expensive, and very little will change. The impetus for doing it is people's belief that they'll have more control over who's running the government. The mayor, who's an elected official, then would be in charge of everything. But I think that that's not accurate.
Houston says a hired manager can be fired at any time if performance is not adequate, but a strong mayor can only be ousted through an election every 3 years. Also, Houston says a strong mayor would appoint department heads, leading to staff turnover every 3 years. Other candidates currently seeking office say the jury's still out. Warren Keough.
What I'm hearing from people are of a variety of opinions and a lot of questions about it. And I think there's a greater potential for things to become more politicized than perhaps they already are when the mayor picks a manager. And the manager owes his allegiance to the mayor, of course.
James Tapley says a hired manager answers to the assembly, but an elected borough manager would answer to the voters.
I see Anchorage. They got a strong mayor, and I see so much squabbling going on. Anyway, I like to have both positions voted on.
And Noel Woods.
Where I'm standing is listening to the comments being made on both sides and kind of waiting for everybody else to see what the answer is going to be on that one.
Mark Ewing, the assemblyman who sponsored the resolution placing the question on the ballot, would not return phone calls for this story. Borough Assemblyman Pete Houston and Jim Culver voted against Ewing's legislation at the assembly level. If passed, the Borough Assembly will be required to discuss compensation for the new position. I'm Ellen Lockyer.